here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 27th of May, 2014. It's the birthday of John Cheever, born Quincy, Massachusetts, 1912, wrote for more than 50 years, published more than 200 short stories. His collection of stories published in 1978 became one of the few collections of short stories ever to make the New York Times bestseller list. John Cheever, who said, "For me, a page of good prose is where one hears the rain and the noise of battle. It has the power to give grief or universality that lends it a youthful beauty." He said the writer's task is to evoke the perfumes of life, seawater, the smoke of burning hemlock, and the breasts of women. The Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco opened to the public on this day. In 1937, cantilevered suspension bridge, 8,981 feet long. The architects were Joseph Strauss, Charles Alton Ellis, Irving Morrow. For this day, 200,000 people crossed the bridge. Some of them roller skated. A woman used stilts. Several people walked backwards. Many people tap danced the entire way. There were marching bands and beauty queens and speeches. Foghorns sounded. People played harmonicas. It's the birthday of Frans Cornelis Donders, the Dutch physician who pioneered ophthalmology, born in Tilburg, 1818. The research of Donders led to major advances in the study of astigmatism, nearsightedness, farsightedness. He was among the first to experiment with corrective lenses to improve vision, and he was responsible for the invention of the ophthalmotonometer, a device used to test the tension of the eyeball for signs of glaucoma. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on." Julia Ward Howe, born New York City in 1819. It's the birthday of Rachel Carson, born 1907 in Pennsylvania, wrote a best-selling book about the dangers of pesticides. Silent Spring came out in 1962, one of the most influential books in the environmental movement. It's the birthday of detective novelist Tony Hillerman, Sacred Heart, Oklahoma, 1925, author of novels about the Navajo detective Joe Leaphorn. It's the birthday of the poet Linda Paston, born New York City, 1932, who said, "I often write poems in my head to distract myself during hard times. Years ago, after a car crash, while I lay waiting for the ambulance, I actually finished a poem I had been working on, determined not to die before I had it right." Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, entitled Grace. When the young professor folded his hands at dinner and spoke to God about my safe arrival through the snow, thanking him also for the food we were about to eat, it was in the tone of voice I use to speak to friends when I call and get their answering machines, chatting about this and that in a casual voice, picturing them listening but too busy to pick up the phone or out taking care of important business somewhere else. The next day, flying home through a windy and overwhelming sky, I knew I envied his rapport with God and hoped his prayers would keep my plane aloft. Linda Paston's poem Grace, from her collection The Last Uncle, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.